Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Sweet Naamah, behold, you are fair, my beloved, yes, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. Song of Solomon 1:16. These words begin King Solomon's tender expressions of love to his beautiful young wife. Solomon wrote 1,005 songs, but apparently this was his favorite, for he called it his Song of Songs. And it clearly centered on his beloved, whom he called my sister, my spouse, no less than 4 times, thereby intimating both their spiritual and marital relationship. Rehoboam was Solomon's only son, as far as recorded, and his mother's name was Naamah, meaning pleasant. Since he was 41 years old when he inherited Solomon's throne, and since Solomon had only reigned 40 years, the marriage of Solomon and Naamah must have been formalized when Solomon was quite young, long before he was married to Pharaoh's daughter or any of his other 700 wives. Naamah was then and always his one real love, in spite of his spiritual defections in old age. His counsel to young men near the end of his life was, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vanity." Note that Solomon called her fair and beloved in our text, and then pleasant. The Hebrew word for pleasant is very similar to Naamah, as though Solomon were calling her by a shortened form of her name as a term of endearment. The same word is occasionally translated sweet. Naamah was surely a sweet, pleasant maiden, but also a capable woman in mind and heart, fit to become a queen. Solomon's song for and about her is an inspired ode to true marital love and thus can even be a figurative testimony to the love of Christ, the greater than Solomon, for his church.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.